Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, howdy, and I am so excited today because I caught Manny with his Mardi Gras beads down. What can I tell you? I mean, you know, I could probably be subtle about it and really charming and really nice, but not. It's Mardi Gras. It's Fat Tuesday.
That's right.
Because tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, which means Easter's going to be really early this year. It's 40 days, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to figure out. Is Easter, Palm Sunday is the 29th. I think Easter is almost as early as it can be. It's the first Sunday in April.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. And believe it or not, the first day of Passover is the day before.
Right.
So they almost line up. Because the first Passover was, Good Friday was Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So there. So Good Friday is the 3rd. Passover is the 4th. And so first day may be that if the first night, because I don't know how this works. Usually a holiday starts on the night before in the Jewish calendar. So I don't know if that means the first night of Passover is the 3rd or the 4th. We'll sort it out as we get closer. But at any rate, it all sort of course, I guess those always are going to be because they're all lunar calendars.
Mm-hmm.
They're all done on the lunar calendars. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
I have not. I've never even been to New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans is great. Actually, New Orleans is greater when it's not Mardi Gras. It's like, you know, thinking that New York on New Year's Eve in Times Square is New York. It's not. So if you're ever going to go to New Orleans and you only get to go once, don't go to Mardi Gras.
Okay.
Although, if you know, and Mardi Gras is something to go through to, I think, once. Did you know Mardi Gras didn't start in New Orleans?
Really?
I think it started in Tennessee or something. I actually saw I was born there.
I always thought it started in New Orleans.
It didn't.
Or somewhere in Louisiana.
It didn't. It's. I think it was. I do think. Let's see if we could Google it. I think it started in Tennessee. The only reason I knew about it, I didn't know about it from living in New Orleans because New Orleans really claims it. But I saw a documentary about it once. Let's see what this says about Mardi Gras. You know, it's not an American holiday per se. It's the last day for Catholics to indulge in overindulge before Ash Wednesday, formerly known as Shrove Tuesday, a time of extravagant fun for European Christians. Some people think Mardi Gras celebrations have their source in the wild springtime orgies of the ancient Romans. Talk about fun.
Yeah.
In the United States, Mardi Gras draws millions of fun seekers to New Orleans. Mass balls, colorful parades since the French settlers in 1700. The early 19th century masks were deemed illegal in that party-loving city because people were doing such awful things because they felt they could be anonymous. Let's see, does it say anything about this? This says only about New Orleans, but I know that that's not where it started. Let's see what it says. The Russian Tsar Alexis Romanov visited New Orleans at Mardi Gras in 1872. And a group of businessmen organized the crew of wrecks to host a parade for the occasion and appointed a king for the day so that the Grand Duke could have a royal reception. So that's where that came from. Did you know that? I didn't know that.
I did not know that, no.
So there we go. Marching bands, some of them founded more than a century ago, take to the streets. Jazz, well, I knew that. 350 floats, 15,000 costume paraders. Crazy costumes. Is that I've been there during Mardi Gras. They throw toy cones known as doubloons. And now I have to figure it out. After Katrina slammed New Orleans at the end of August in 2005, the city decided that Mardi Gras would go on. A lot of the crews actually had stored their parade floats. The floats survived. The housing didn't necessarily. Let's get our priorities right. Some of the most popular parade routes include St. Charles and Magazine Streets were spared in the storm. For after parade decadence, the French Quarter also emerged relatively unscathed. Yeah, the 9th District is still a mess, but see, let's do Mardi Gras origins, because I know that that's not... Mardi Gras origins. Mobile, Alabama, I think. I said Tennessee. I was close. Let's see what it says here.
Close enough.
the South. Mobile, Alabama, first capital of French Louisiana. In 1703, the American Mardi Gras tradition began. So there you go. 15 years before it started in Louisiana. See, I knew. Again, don't bother me with the entangling details. You know, I get the big idea. Leave me alone. All right, so, but see, now you guys can go and be really smart at your water cooler today, especially those of you who are feeling really smug and got the day off, which wasn't us. We worked yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proud of it, aren't we? We're a little hostile.
Absolutely.
Just a little hostile.
This shows our dedication.
It does show our dedication to y'all. You know, that we decided we're kind of like the Radio National Guard, right? You know, we're here so you guys can party on down.
We're that first line of defense from stupidity.
I like that. Yeah. Well, not necessarily. Let's say wrong choices, or let's say inappropriate choices. We don't even have to say wrong. We can just say inappropriate choices.
That works.
All right. So inappropriate choices. We are the National Guard of Radio, sleeping. We're awake, so you can be guarded against inappropriate choices. Do you think it'll fit on a bumper? I don't know. Stupid and cheerful seems to me to work a little better. Maybe not, though. All right, 855-995-375-69. All right, I have a kind of a Mardi Gras story to tell you. This is, it's actually, I was thinking it was the first time it happened, but it's actually the second time in my life that it's actually happened. This time worked out slightly better. But, you know, you hear me all the time talk about the fact that that we're a nation of alcoholics, that we have, you know, that we have been, drink is part of our national character, which is unfortunate because that alcohol is the major drug of abuse in this country, has been, is, and will be historically. I mean, we make big fusses about cocaine and marijuana, and, but it really is alcohol. And I had one experience with somebody that I knew that I liked, and we were more friends than anything else. But at one point, I was living in New York, he was living in San Francisco, and he said, I don't even remember how it started, but he said, you know, I really miss you. Let's take a vacation or let's go someplace together. And it turns out his family worked for the airlines, and I had just been offered a cruise if I'd give a speech, and when on a cruise you can bring somebody with you. So we worked out that he would fly me out and I would provide the cruise. And I said to him, which was one of the hardest things I ever had to do, I said, look, you know, we get along really well when you're not drinking, and when you're drinking it doesn't work so well. He said, no, been on the wagon, you know, got my 1 year coin, you know, I'm good. Okay, so we agreed to meet in Seattle. I think he was in San Francisco. I was in New York. We're going to fly into Seattle, and that's where. And then I think we're going to fly to Anchorage and then take the ship down. So he'd been having a hard time. I'd been having a hard time. So we decided we'd get there a little bit early. We'd arrange our flights, and so we could have like lunch together and talk a little bit because we hadn't seen each other for a while. We talked, and we'd visit each other occasionally, but we hadn't seen each other for a while. So I get in, and he's not there. His plane was supposed to get in at like 9. Mine was supposed to get in at like 10 or something. So he was supposed to meet me. And he was on a much shorter flight. And he wasn't there. Well, you know, his plane was late, or he's just off, you know, in the men's room or something. So I wasn't particularly panicky about it. So I'm waiting about an hour. I think our flight to Anchorage was going to take off around, you know, maybe 1 o'clock or something. So we'd had a couple hours. We're going to have lunch. So I call, get no answer. That was before cell phones, so it didn't have a cell phone. Just called his home and his office. Couldn't get a hold of anybody. And I finally decided, you know, I better check in. I'll tell you more when we return. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-99-375-69. All right, so I was telling you, I said to Manny, I'm not sure exactly why I'm telling this story. And I figured out why I was, because Mardi Gras and New Orleans are associated with Bacchanals. And I just wanted, you know, I've just had a recent experience that reminded me how devastating drinking too much can be. And, you know, I was also, you know, I was listening, I watched Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and, you know, I was listening to the radio and whatever, and how much of our culture is, you know, I'm going to go and get drunk because this person broke my heart, or, you know, I'm going to party down tonight, Or, you know, I got a six-pack in each hand. Or I don't care if it's stirred or shaken as long as it's cold. I mean, it's just so much a part of our vernacular that when in doubt, drink. And when you're thinking about having a good time, drink. And when you're miserable, drink. And when it's a happy occasion, drink. And when you're celebrating something, drink. And, you know, that... I'm probably as close to a teetotaler as you can become without one. It's not a moral judgment. I'm not saying, okay, your body's a temple and stop putting alcohol in it. I'm just saying people who drink to change their personalities, I have a problem with. I have a problem with, certainly on a professional level. I mean, hello, I'm a psychologist. But on a personal level, they're pains in the neck. And if somebody is only willing to dance or to be happy when they're drinking, I mean, what does that say? Well, what it says is they're depressed. I'll tell you the end of the story. I'm not sure again. Well, I understand why I'm telling you, but it's probably a little personal for my taste. Anyway, so... it's getting to the time to board the plane. And so I go in to check in, and I said, look, can you hold the plane? I was meeting somebody. And they said, oh, he checked in 4 hours ago or 5 hours ago. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? So I'm walking down the hall, and I see him walking toward me, and he's probably 10 feet away, and I can smell the alcohol coming off of him as he's waving toward me. And, I mean, I was heartbroken. I mean, it's not that he's been drinking. It's that he was smashed. He was so smashed, he left his passport and his wallet in the airport. And I said, I didn't want to sit with him. So I wouldn't sit with him on the plane. And we got off the plane. I said, don't you have anything to say? And he said, lighten up. And I said, you know what? That's the wrong answer. And I'm stuck with this guy in my cabin for the next 10 days or 12 days or something, maybe 2 weeks. So I went and I stowed my stuff, and I thought, you know, just walk around the deck. You can't help what happens. You can only help how you respond. And you can either have a miserable time for the next 2 weeks or whatever, or you can decide this has really not very much to do with you. And because I was giving a speech on the cruise, they sent me a really nice bottle of champagne. So I finally went back to my room after sort of walking around the deck for like an hour. And the champagne was gone. And I said, what happened to the champagne? He said, well, you don't drink and I do. So he drank my bottle of champagne.
Wow.
You just kind of shake your head at that moment. I mean, that's even bad manners in addition to everything else. So about 3 days in, the purser comes to me. And he says, did you know you have $1,000 in bar tab on your room? And I said, it's not me. And he said, it's your room. So he said, I'm going to do this for you, but you're not supposed to, because the room was in my name to have separate out. So he couldn't sign, you know, the room. Because, you know, on cruises, you're given a room key, and you use it for everything. You use it in the bar, obviously, you use it to buy jewelry or to buy clothes or whatever it is. So in 3 days, he'd run up $1,000 in bar tabs.
Wow.
So, and there is actually a picture of us that we took because I've got invited to the captain's dinner. And you can see, looking at it, I mean, he looks smashed. So, you know, and he's a perfectly nice guy. He just has a serious drinking problem that obviously he knew how to shrink. He had a serious problem. He was in AA, and he'd been clean and sober for a year. And, you know, and he wanted to talk with me about why, and I didn't care at that moment. You know what? I'm a psychologist for money. I'm not a psychologist in my private life. And the fact that he ruined experience, I'm not the emotional Red Cross anymore. I used to, okay, I'll take care of you. And you get to the point where you understand that, first of all, you can't do that. And second of all, it doesn't work. And third of all, people just hate you for it. So, but for those of you who are just think, well, you know, I can stop anytime I want. Or, you know, look, it's party time. And, you know, the person with me is just a poopy face. understand how really devastating it is. And the problem becomes, even if you're not drinking at that moment, your partner is just waiting for the other shot glass to drop. You know, they know it's only a matter of time. And that's why when people call me up and say, well, my husband or my wife has been, is trying to stop drinking, I say, first of all, you have to get away from them because it's something you have to do for themselves. You can't do it for somebody else. And second of all, there's going to be steps forward and steps back, and you don't want to be around that because it will just erode your confidence in their ability to do it. But, and also for people who drink, is that there may be steps back, but that doesn't mean you say, okay, I can't do this anymore, because it is so devastating for people around you. And I watched somebody at a restaurant last night where that happened, and watched the poor waiter have to say to somebody, we can't serve you. And he did a lovely job of it, to the extent that I went up to him afterwards and said, I know that's really tough and you did a really nice job. But, it's a social embarrassment. It's icky. It's very hard to be in a relationship with somebody like that. It's very hard to trust somebody like that. So for all of you who are thinking, well, I'm going to go and it's Mardi Gras, I'm going to go and tie one on, think about not. Think about finding other ways to celebrate, to experience life, to have fun. And I'm not saying that you have to stop drinking completely, although if you can't stop at one, if you say, well, I'll just have a couple, you're an alcoholic. If you can't go a whole month without a drink and have no second thoughts about it, you're an alcoholic. Whatever else is true, you're drug dependent. You're drug dependent because you think that's the only way to have a good time. It's the only way to make yourself happy. It's the only way to relax. The only way to cut back. It's the only way to be sexy. It's whatever explanation you use. Think about it, because it's not only that you're going to wreck your liver, you're going to wreck your relationships. And is it really worth it? Is whatever that high that you're getting, whatever that tunnel vision, whatever that cessation of icky feelings, there are better ways of dealing with it. And if calling me is a way to start on it, then certainly call me. But think about not doing that, will you? 855-99-37569. Gene, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. My ex-brother-in-law, he's still my brother-in-law, when he was a kid in college, he started drinking, and it didn't get any better, and he was graduated in the top of his class, and we double date together, and his sister was 5 years younger, and he treated his girlfriend very bad. They finally got married. That didn't work, and he would fly first class so he could get all the drinks free.
Now, hang on just a second. We'll come back and talk about this in just a moment. 855, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Gene. And Gene, you were talking about your brother when you were in college and you double-dated?
No, he was in college with Virginia Tech and did real well and got a good job with IBM. But early on, he knew he had a problem, but didn't want to do anything about it. As time went on, he amassed a fortune, and as more time went on, he ended up losing it all because of the alcohol, never drugs, only alcohol. But he would fly first class just so he could get free drinks between here and there, and he didn't really want to go anywhere, but just so he could get the drinks. And like I say, he lost everything. He had two wives, four children, big home, had a dinner theater, had duplex apartment rentals, had it all, and ended up with nothing. Finally met a lady that straightened me out, and we don't know how she did it, but we called her St. Susan because she was the one that straightened it out, and for the last probably 12 years of his life, he was just fine, pleasant to be around. But when he was drinking, he was a miserable person to be around. Unless you were one of his buds, you know, he's buying drinks for him, buying drinks for him, then everything was fine. But a family member, his sister, which was my wife, myself, he just did stupid things at stupid times and alienated himself from the family. And, you know, like I say, Susan is the one that straightened out. We don't know how she did it, but she did. But he, you know, I would pick him up and take him to rehab, and he would.
What she probably said is, "I won't be around you when you've been drinking," because that's what it really takes. It really takes someone saying, "Yeah, I'm not playing." It really does.
You know, he was a total different person. He was great to all his nieces and nephews, and.
Is he still alive?
Unfortunately, we're not sure how it happened, but he was messing with a gun late at night, and it went off and shot him in the leg, and he bled out. And nobody knows how it happened, but he grabbed his jeans to try and make a tourniquet, but it didn't work, and passed away.
How long ago?
I think a year and a half.
And how old was he then?
He must have been close to 72.
Was he ever treated for depression?
I'm sure he was when he went to work to the classes, you know, when he had the different programs that he went to.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's interesting that rehab doesn't necessarily, basically, I mean, it can. And of course, one of the problems about addictive behavior is putting people on medication begins to be problematical because, you know, if you know there's an addictive personality and there's an underlying depression, which means that there's obviously some possibility of suicidal ideation, that medication becomes a really tricky issue.
Yeah, I don't think he was on any medication before me. You know, it's not at all yet. Normal problems that we get when we get older, and you have, you know, to take medications for that, but narcotics or anything.
Well, I'm glad he had 12 years, and you had 12 years with him as a cool guy. Was this your older brother or younger brother?
Brother-in-law, old.
Yeah. It's tough, isn't it, when you have sort of somebody you look up to, and you watch them ruin their life.
He went to college, graduated, you know, high, and he was sort of an inspiration to others in the family of look what he did. And, you know, was, I mean, they came up with nothing. And he worked his way through college and just had whirled by the tail. And it ended up swinging around and biting. He was just a total different person.
The bad news about it, exactly as you say, Gene, is that you can, I mean, your story is a great example of the, you know, the good news, bad news story. The bad news is it can ruin your life. It can ruin your health. It can ruin your relationships. The good news is that you can do something about it once you make the decision. Nobody knows they're an alcoholic until the first drink, right? But by the second drink, you do. And so the question is, what are you going to do?
Many years ago, my dad drank, and usually on Friday night when he got paid, he drank a lot.
Yep.
I remember as probably 8 or 9 years old, the bedroom was upstairs, so he was crawling upstairs on his hands and knees, and apparently it was not a good night. And he said, "Lord, if you let me live tomorrow, I will never drink again," and he didn't.
Amen. Amen. It really is, and it's really as complicated and as simple as that, just making a decision, no more. And you know, unfortunately, one of the things that has happened in AA is that it has kind of evolved, I guess, maybe is the word, maybe not, is that, you know, in a slightly more, I guess, permissive, for lack of a better term, society, I think AA has gotten sort of caught up in it, in the idea that, well, you can be a wet alcoholic and still sort of be in recovery, that you know that you can have an occasional drink. And my experience and that's the notion, is that they're sort of, the world falls into two categories of those who can who have had a problem with alcohol in the past and can moderate their behavior, and people who can't. And I think it's wrong. I think the addictive personality and the kind of impulse to overdo never leaves you. I mean, you may be able to tame it, but I don't think it leaves you. And I think it's just an incredibly dangerous behavior. And look, for somebody who drinks club soda quite happily, I promise you, your life will not be measurably ruined by not drinking alcohol. I promise you.
Yeah.
But and I think the notion that somehow, and I know people who say, well, and I'll tell you, I think it's a two-pronged problem. On the one hand, the person who's the alcoholic, who has a problem with alcohol, says, well, I can control it. The other part, which I think is putting yourself, it's like saying, I can have just one potato chip, I suppose. But for the other part of the relationship, of not the person who has a problem with drinking, but the problem who has a problem with your drinking, it just you sit there with holding your breath all the time. Of, you know, okay, they said they're only going to have one drink. Okay, well, now it's two. Does that mean it's going to be three? Are they sneaking it? Because people who know they have a drinking problem will lie to you about how much they've had, whether they had any before. They will hide it. So, and it becomes not only a problem for the drinker, but for the loved one of the drinker of, you know, how much do I tolerate? And who wants to go around being a human breathalyzer? I mean, who wants to go and say, look, hey, have you had enough? You've had five drinks. Is that enough?
You can't tell them they've had enough.
No.
And you tell an alcoholic, hey, you've had enough, that's when they're going to turn on you and say, you can't tell me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Especially the wife. You know, if you start pounding on her just because you said that.
It's really a problem. So, folks, listen, for those of you, I mean, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, I know an opportunity to indulge, but try indulging in chocolate or something. Today is Mardi Gras.
St. Patrick's Day.
Pardon me?
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, look, the problem is if you're a drinker, any day is a good day to drink, right?
Yeah.
It's a weekend. It's Friday night. It's the over-the-hump day. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's El Minio's birthday. It's San Jacinto Day. I survive Valentine's Day. We only got 4 inches of snow, and we were supposed to get 7 days. I mean,
got off work and something.
Yeah, right. I just got my IRS refund. My boss didn't fire me day. Any day is a good day to drink. It's just
number says it's 78 degrees in Daytona Beach, Florida, and it's a great day. And
all right, Gene, I may have to spit at you. I mean, I know we were friends before, but actually, I think it's about 28 degrees here today. And it was, I got to tell you, this kind of snow is gorgeous because I don't have to shovel it. And it was like being in a snow globe. It's those big, fat, sort
wet
of. Plate. Yeah, and we got maybe 2 inches. So,
well, I keep telling you, come on down to Daytona. I've never had full snow.
You've never had to shovel snow. All right. All right. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking real hard about it.
Where are you going
to
go?
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, Manny will let me broadcast from down there. I just bring my little microphone and off I'll go.
Yeah.
All right, Gene, listen, thank you for calling and sharing your story, because I think it's such a powerful story of really redemption on some level and devastation on the other side.
Yeah,
so.
Sure.
All right, sir. Well, happy Daytona Beach Day. A good day to go and wear sunblock. 78 degrees.
Actually, I'm going to head to the beach right now.
Okay, Gene, read my lips. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is 855-993-7569. In addition to Mardi Gras that I sort of busted poor old Manny on. I'm so mean to him. It's actual, which seems completely inappropriate since today is also Happy National Random Act of Kindness Day. So see, if I was a really nice person, I don't know what I would have done, Manny. I probably just should have pretended that it wasn't Mardi Gras. That would have gotten both of us in trouble.
Yeah, probably.
This is a great story. A guy took my spot, so I put the snow back.
Yeah, how funny is that?
Haven't all of us wanted to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, that does seem a little counterproductive, but a lot of shoveling, but, you know, I guess if it makes you feel better. All right, we're a little behind on Facebook, which is great because we always give calls prayed over Facebook. Saturday Night Live's 40th anniversary, which apparently did better than the Grammys. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. I was talking with somebody about it last night, and as I said, I thought it was very characteristic of Saturday Night Live in that it was the musical parts were fantastic. It was great to see some of the big-name stars. The sketches all went on too long. Most of them were very hit and miss and somewhat childish, but that's always been true of Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. The film before comments were the best, you know, the stuff that they could edit. And as someone said, you know, why do it live if you could do it better taped? But yeah. Which is a good question. All right, so we asked people what was their favorite Saturday Night Live sketch or personality. Did you have one?
I had a couple. I remember when Chris Farley used to do Matt Foley back when I was probably in middle school. I probably remember that. And I always liked that. Weekend Update I always enjoyed.
Yeah.
And then but probably my favorite was the Jeopardy when Burt Reynolds would be Norm MacDonald would be Burt Reynolds. That always cracked me up. So those were
Burt Reynolds really Burt Reynolds on Saturday Night Live on this? Oh, you didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
Isn't Burt Reynolds still alive? I think he is.
I think he is, yeah.
I think it was Burt Reynolds.
Well, because it was, Norm MacDonald would play him, would pretend to be.
Yeah, no, I know, but I think this was actually Burt Reynolds. In the same way that when Jerry Seinfeld was taking questions from the audience, at one point he called on Tina Fey and it was Sarah Palin. Yeah. I thought that was great. I thought that was one of the better segments. All right, let's see what people on Facebook said.
We'll start with Janet. Janet says, the Killer Bees.
Yeah. Well, Belushi was just, and I think part of what added to his legend is his untimely demise, which is too bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's like the James Dean phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
Never got a chance to kind of outgrow him.
Joseph says Gilda Radner as Roseanne.
Yeah, Rosetta Dana.
Joyce says Belushi performing with Joe Cocker. And Joy says, almost cried from the laughter.
You know, I didn't really like the Blues Brothers. I liked the dancing. I just thought that John Belushi was so light on his feet. And that was such fun to watch. But in retrospect, seeing, you know, anybody do the Blues Brothers, and Aykroyd is, he's gotten bigger and heavier. I mean, there's something kind of magical about seeing somebody you feel is going to be ungainly, who's very graceful.
Renee says Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek. Every one of those sketches had me in tears laughing.
Yeah, he really does a great job of it.
Yeah. James.
Well, I think Will Ferrell, when somebody reins him in, is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought he was wonderful in Elf. I mean, I thought he was wonderful playing George Bush. I mean,
yeah,
I think he's incredibly talented. But when somebody doesn't rein him in, it's just childish. And clearly he's very talented. He's just a little undisciplined, which is probably what we love about him.
Joe says, just about anything with Gilda. May she rest in peace. Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
And Jane says, I love the Californians.
See, I thought that was incredibly stupid.
Really?
Yeah. I just thought it just made no sense and was stupid. And Bradley Cooper as a blonde pool boy. Just didn't quite work. And falling, you know, and giving and smooching up Betty White. Well, you liked it, I can tell.
Well, no, it was, you know, I was okay with it.
All right.
Julie says the Blues Brothers. We kind of touched on that a little bit. And looks like that's all we got there.
Well, I mean, but it's as I said, it was funny talking. I went to a thing for the New York Film Society last night, and because somebody had asked me to do it, and Peter Travers is a friend of mine, and I was sitting there, and I'm watching like the first minute of the movie, and I thought, I've seen this before, and I thought, Joy, it's deja vu. You haven't seen it before. You know, this has not been released, And I have seen it before. So I finally said, so I walked out. I mean, I've seen it before. I saw it a year ago at Tribeca, and it hasn't been released. And I knew everybody, and walking out of a screening when people know who you are, especially because it was a snowy night, and I'd gone to say hi to Peter, and somebody else had come up to say hello, and I went to find somebody to say, look, I'm not walking out because the movie's bad. I've seen it. So I can tell you what happened. One of the guys says, no, don't. I haven't seen it. But we were talking about the fact that the Saturday Night Live show was, the anniversary show, was exactly, I mean, it was, you felt exactly the same as you did essentially about Saturday Night Live. As I always felt like the music stuff was the best, that they always got interesting people, and that the skits were always hit or miss. So, what can I tell you?
Yeah, I've never really been I never really was a frequent or, a religious watch of Saturday Night Live, yeah, like every single week. It always kind of depended on...
I did in the early days of it, but the newer ones, not so interesting.
For me, it always depended on who the guest host was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, because for me, the entertainment from it was going to be how that particular guest host, if that host was going to be funny enough. You know what I mean?
Well, and watching people who didn't ordinarily do it was right. Kind of... It's kind of like waiting for watching someone to see if they're going to jump off the building. I mean, there's that sort of horrified fascination of, are they going to be okay or not? So,
yeah.
I don't know. As I said, I was a fan of the early days. Although the article about Chevy Chase and what a stinker he is.
Yeah, boy, we were talking about that yesterday. That kind of shocked me a little bit to find out that he's,
apparently it's a very well-known phenomenon. It was just not well-known to you and me, but apparently very well-known, so.
Yeah, interesting deal.
What can I tell you? All right, so, it's certainly, although has Chevy Chase done anything recently? I mean, Bill Murray has. He did St. Vincent's this year.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I haven't seen Chevy in much of anything lately.
Yeah. What can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.